Welcome into a weekend edition of the Locked On Knicks podcast. I am Alex Wolf. I am joined again today for the third straight day. No, we didn't record it all in one shot. We did this in three separate times, obviously. I'm joined by the third straight day by Bootum, who you may know on Twitter as at TheRealBootum. Writes and tweets for Posting and Toasting, my blog. And so I got him on for the third straight day. We are breaking down the NBA schedule, or more specifically, the Knicks schedule, and going through all 82 games and trying to come up with a final record for how we think the Knicks will finish this year. And since this is the final show of the three-part series, we come to our final conclusions today. So stay tuned all the way to the end for our final win predictions, and we'll get into all that next on Locked On Knicks.
You are Locked On Knicks, your daily New York Knicks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Knox foul from behind, count and one. As Fisdale pumps his fist.
What he does is contagious.
Robinson with a catch and slam. Across the lane to Trier. Trier drives down.
All right, we're into February. It's leap. Did you know it's leap year next year?
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, it is, apparently, because there's a game on February 29th. Like, the Knicks are going to get to play on Leap Day. We're not there yet, but yeah, it should be pretty cool. Let's do these first five games of the month, and then we'll close out the last six. So we got at Indiana, at Cleveland, versus Orlando at home, and then at Detroit, at Atlanta.
What a very sad stretch of games.
It's like even the teams that are good are just, like, lame teams. For whatever reason.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. The Pacers, Pacers should be pretty good. And, you know, like, this, I don't know. This is the color palette here. These teams are on the same division, aren't they? I don't know.
Except for Orlando and Atlanta. Yeah. But, so, yeah, three of them are in the same division.
All right. let's say, in Indiana, we'll lose to the Pacers. I already had them beating them for some reason. This time in Indiana, because we're the Knicks, and you know, Oladipo may be back by then. I don't know if that's true. I think he's coming back midway through. Hopefully, I don't know. I liked Oladipo. It's sad he got hurt. Like, I thought he was really, like, coming into his own. I liked him a lot. I hope he comes back, like, similarly. Then let's have us lose to the Cavs too. Two losses in a row, Fizzle in the hot seat. But then we come back to home. We finally figured out Terrence Ross, and we kill him, and we beat the Magic. We beat the Pistons. Mitchell Robinson just owns Andre Drummond this time. He's bulked up by then. Like, all of a sudden, he's putting, like, 30 pounds of muscle, like, over the course of the season.
The rare in-season bulk up rather than the absolute reverse, which is every player loses muscle mass over the season.
He's a special breed. You know, he almost led the league in blocks in like 20 minutes a game last year, you know? You know, he's built different than the Hawks in Atlanta. I mean, I already have them beating them, so I feel like they should. They'll beat them again. Suck it, Trae Young.
All right. So that's 3-2. All right.
Trae Young. I didn't mean that, Trae. I have nothing. No beef with Trae Young.
Oh, it's been started now. I'm going to at him when I release the episode and make sure he knows that you said suck it, Trae Young.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to make one of those really, like, splashy, like, ESPN graphics with your picture from Twitter of you at the Michael Scott desk, and it's going to be like, screw you, Trae Young, signed Bootum. And then I'm going to tweet it out and be like, wow, inflammatory. And then Trae Young's going to, like, quote tweet it and be like, keep doubting me, loser. And then you're going to look stupid.
I'll take it. Trae Young knows what he did.
He knows what he did.
I don't need to air on my dirty laundry here, but he knows. If he can accept that and sleep at night, you know, good for him. But he knows what he did.
I mean, I know what he did. He's never seen a proper barber once in his life for his.
Yeah, that's true. Good. Yeah, I don't know. He's a weird looking dude. I think that's honestly where that outburst came from. He's just weird looking.
Yeah, he is weird looking. He needs a haircut, man. He needs to he needs to get like a tight buzz on the sides. Like if he wants to keep it wild up top, cool. But it looks like, I don't know, his hair always looks like he just got done touching one of those like electric storm balls, you know, and it like, he always just looks like that to me. Or like Chucky Finster from the Rugrats or something.
The best memes I've seen, I think, have compared him to Waluigi. And then there's also one of like a lollipop that has like hair stuck to it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe, that's definitely him. That's definitely him.
Maybe instead of shaving it, maybe just should go like all out, go crazy, like just like grow it as much as possible, just look like a complete fool. And that'd be pretty respectable. If just like he has, I don't even know, would you call that a fro, what he has? I don't know, just grow it out.
I don't think I would call it a fro. I'd call it like a...
It's just a mess.
Yeah, it's just, there's like no name for it. There's no name for what his hair is like. It's just gross.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I'd say just go even crazier. Go off. Let it be wild. Have like, I mean, that's a good tactic. If you're just so ugly and freakish to look at, you're like, what the hell is that? Then all of a sudden he's pulling up from like 35 feet. You're just like, good God, what just happened? You know, that's gonna screw you up as a defender, you know?
I want him to do the Jeremy Lin spikes.
That was huge. Jeremy Lin was literally like impaling people's eyes. You know?
Yeah. That was the most ridiculous hairstyle I've ever seen in my life.
That was insane.
I think the NBA should have outlawed that and they didn't. Like, they should have been like, stop it. Like, don't do that. Sure. All right. Let's see. I'll make my picks quick here because, you know, that Trae Young slander was too much fun. It was very necessary. His hair needs to be roasted at all times, especially from like a good hair town like New York. Like, we take care of our hair, you know, in this general area of the country, I think. And I don't know what's going on with Trae Young, but he considers himself like fashionable and whatever. Like, so I don't know how he walks around with his hair like that in good conscience, because it's just atrocious. Anyway, so I got I'm going to go lost Indiana at Indiana. I'll go win against Cleveland. I'm going to say win against Orlando as well. And then I'm going to say, I'll say double losses back to back on the road, especially because it is a back to back. So they'll lose to Detroit and then they're going to lose to Atlanta on the back to back on the second game there. So I'm going 2-3 for this stretch. Okay. So then let's see what else here. All right. Next stretch of games is 3-3, three on the road, three at home. But there's a three-game road trip. All right, so we got versus Washington, versus Indiana at home. And why is there such a huge gap between those? I didn't even notice that. They have 9 days off. They go from a game on the 12th. Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah, that's the All-Star break. Wow, yeah. I'm gonna edit that out so I don't sound stupid.
Okay. I mean, for the Knicks, I don't know if it'll really be a break because, you know, Fizdale will be going. Now, I can't really be making these jokes when we're literally going through the schedule. I'm saying it'll be a mediocre team. Fizdale will have the day off, but Smith averaging 18 a game, Trier averaging 18 a game, Mitchell Robinson averaging 15 and 20, Julius Randle averaging 25 and 12. You know, they'll all be starting for the East. So it's not really a break for them per se. I say the Eastern Conference All-Stars destroy the West. Oh, it's not even Eastern. This sucks. All right, just delete everything. What you said when you didn't know it was All-Star break and this whole bit, just get rid of all of it. It's all... God damn.
There goes five minutes of premium content. All gone.
I blame Dolan.
All right. Damn. So the Knicks are going to go into the All-Star break with a home game against Washington, come back with a home game against Indiana, and then they're going to have three on the road, including a back-to-back. So they're going to have at Houston and then back-to-back at Charlotte and at Philly. And then 2 days after that, they're going to be at home versus Luke Kornet and the Chicago Bulls again. So what are we feeling for these six, including the one that I totally should have made part of the last grouping because it's the last game before the All-Star break, but whatever, screw it, YOLO.
All right. I say we lose to the Wizards because we might be feeling a little hype coming off a win against the Hawks. And I just feel like any time I ever feel like, oh, you know, the Knicks might be like making a big push, like all of a sudden, like, oh, maybe they're better than we thought. They always get their hopes and dreams squashed by the Wizards for some reason. I don't know, last year at least, I was like, oh, they might, you know, be decent, and then they kept losing. So I say we lose to the Wizards. I say we beat the Pacers at home, a Friday night game. The crowd is popping. You know, we've been waiting for basketball. We're giving Julius Randle that hometown welcome after he scored 50 in the All-Star game. And then against the Rockets in Houston, that has to be an L, I think. Though, I feel like we're always competitive with them. Like, Mario had the, 30-point triple-double, and, Michael Beasley had that game where he had, 20 points in a quarter. Like, we weirdly do, all right against them.
I feel like with Houston, it's always a split. Like, one game, we play them really tight, and the other game, we get totally slapped by them.
Yeah. So, I feel like in Houston, that this might be the game we get slapped. And then is that how long are we going? Is that the end of the stretch? Are we going to
Charlotte, Philly? Charlotte, Philly, and Chicago all the way through the end of the month? Six games.
Oh God! Oy. How many games are in there? We got enough games in the season. It's enough. We get the point.
Yeah, this is a true marathon. I give us props. I didn't think this was going to take nearly this long, but screw it. This is going to be a two-parter now. If the listeners are listening right now, we're probably into part two as we speak here. But yeah, this is quite an endeavor, but I feel pretty proud of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say what we're doing is almost, if not easily, more impressive than the actual players, because they get, they get time off in between the games, and we're out here going game by game. They're not doing that. They just run around for 20 minutes a night. That's not hard. This is hard. We should be getting paid millions for this.
We should. I completely agree. That is a good that is a good plea to David Locke. So tell him that we should get millions.
Yeah, just give us the millions.
Millions. All right. You're still on Charlotte, by the way. Charlotte, Philly, and then Chicago.
All right. Let's say we beat. Let's just say, screw it. We just beat them all. No, not all of them. Let's say, because I do think we win a game against the Sixers. Maybe it was one of the last ones and I was a little off. But let's just say, all right, let's say we beat the Hornets. Now let's lose to the Hornets. And it'll be the same thing. The Hornets will be miserably bad. And it'll be the Hornets beat a team twice and people will be like, yeah, it was the Knicks. And they'll be like, oh, that's embarrassing. Like, we'll lose to the Hornets for some reason. But then we beat the Sixers and then the Bulls. So, who cares, So, okay.
So a solid 3-3 right before and then right after the All-Star break. I can vibe with that. All right, so 3-3. I think I'm going to end up with one less win than that. Let's just double check real quick. I think beat Washington before the All-Star break. I think I'm also with your hero's welcome idea of welcoming back Julius Randle, the All-Star hero. And So I'm with that as well. I think he's going to go the All-Star game. He's going to drop a freaking sick dime to somebody. Like, he's going to throw an awesome lob pass and people are going to be like, "Oh my God, Julius Randle can pass." And then they're going to start looking a little closer at his 4 assists per game and be like, "This guy can actually pass a little." And then they're going to be like, "Wow, is Julius Randle the next Nikola Jokic? Like, is there any way?" And then, it'll just happen over time. And the Knicks will finally be looked at as a team that has a media darling player, which would be great because everybody will love Julius Randle, the Knick, because it's foolproof. All the media, all the national media, they love the Knicks anyway. They're just looking for that perfect jumping on point to be we really love the Knicks, and Julius Randle will be that guy in the All-Star game.
And first team All-NBA, Julius Randle, he's that guy they're just going to fall in love with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to get all those first team votes because they're going to be like, wow, those 25 points on high efficiency and 10 rebounds and 4.5 assists. Like, that's really impressive.
And sure, the Knicks are 20 games under 500, but I mean, look at those. Look at those numbers.
He'll get about 3 MVP votes.
Those are pretty numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. all right, and then I'm gonna go Houston loss. Yeah. Actually, no, I'm gonna say 4 straight losses. Houston loss, Charlotte surprising loss. That'll be the game where the media turns on Julius Randle. after just falling for him at the All-Star game, the media will turn on Julius Randle and say he's not a winning player after he loses to Charlotte again. And then big loss.
Matt Moore will have gone from saying you're all idiots for not thinking Randle is that boy, and then the second after, he's like, you guys really thought Julius Randle was going to be that boy? And yeah, this is what's going to happen.
Yep, it's how it's going to go. everybody's going to turn on him. Poor Julius Randle. God, it's really, if he does have like a good season, but the Knicks still suck, I'm going to feel so bad for him because like people are going to be like trashing him and being like, why couldn't Julius Randle like drag the Knicks to the playoffs by himself? He's so good. And then, you know, yeah, it's going to be terrible.
I mean, memeing aside, I think he should I think he should have like a pretty good season. Cause I mean, he's been kind of steadily improving and he's like really working on that three ball. Like I could see like him taking maybe like one more little jump and then, you know, maybe hopefully we light a little bit of a fire under his ass on defense, even though there's not really much proving that'll happen. But I guess he's making a little more jump and Mitchell Robinson, you know, Julius Randle has never played alongside an elite rim protector besides Anthony Davis. And, no, I mean, like, I don't know. I think Mitch should help out, and I think he could have a pretty big offensive year, especially as, like, the main guy. Like, I think he should have, like, a pretty solid year. Like, probably not actually an all-star, but, like, all-star-type numbers, and if, like, the Knicks were actually good. You know, like, he'll be a guy that people will be fake outraged isn't an all-star, but, like, you know, probably shouldn't be. Like, he's not going to make it over, like, Blake Griffin and, like, Giannis and Joel Embiid. Like, and, I don't know how the all-star game works.
Yeah, nobody does anymore, really. I'm with you. I think he's going to – I really do think he's going to put up, like, all-star type numbers this year. And there will definitely be fake outrage. And Knicks fans will be insufferable when he doesn't make the all-star game. So we're going to be like, what the hell? Because if he does really well, even if the Knicks aren't doing that great, like, the all-star votes are going to, like, flow for him because we're going to want to be like, yeah, screw Porzingis. Yeah. Like, we got Julius Randle now. Like, we're going to make him an all-star. And then – it's like not going to happen because of that new system where it's not all popular vote anymore. And then like, yeah, it's just going to,
yeah,
it's going to be very disappointing.
I fear for Chris Middleton's Twitter mentions when he makes it, cause the Bucks have won like 60 games at the All-Star break. And like, he's averaging like a solid like 23 a game. And everyone's just like, how did he make it? You know, everyone's just killing him. You know, people are showing up at his house with pitchforks in hands. You know, like,
yeah.
He's done. Poor fella.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, to end that off, they lose to Philly and lose to Chicago. I got my 2-4 for that 6-game stretch. We went totally off topic again. All right. We're into March. We're in the home stretch now. 4-game homestand. Well, actually, it's a 5-game homestand technically, but four yeah. more games at home at the beginning of March here. So we got Houston at home, Utah at home, OKC at home, and then Detroit at home.
I say because I don't know. I say we play the Rockets hard, but I think we still probably no. I say Randall's too big for PJ Tucker this time around, and Harden has a good game, but Westbrook is just, you know, he's having one of those classic Westbrook boot 'em low light nights. You know, I'll be giving him the low light treatment, and the Knicks narrowly pulled out. And then I say we lose to the Jazz this time around by accident. You know, they're still, you know, it's a fluke. RJ Barrett was out with the flu that game. That's, you know, that's the only issue. You know, it would have won regardless if he was healthy. Not regardless. If he was healthy, they would have won. Then I say Thunder are tough. Is this after the trade deadline?
It is. So how many first-round picks did Oklahoma City trade Chris Paul for at this point?
Yeah. The Thunder starting lineup is this Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and four – it's just the 2023 first-round pick Like they're not actual players. It's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander passing it to like
a piece of paper.
He's just out there by himself. Yeah. It's just a piece of paper saying, I owe you 5 first round picks. Like that's who he's playing alongside. So yeah, the Knicks this time around should win. Mitchell Robinson is just destroying that 2028 first protected rounder. And then the Pistons, let's beat them too, baby.
Ooh, 3-1. Spicy stretch here.
Good God. All right. Yeah, I guess 3-1. I gotta start making us lose some more games. Actually, I mean, I have no say in the matter. You know, again, I'm just giving the correct take. I don't really have a say in this.
I feel you. All right. Let me see here. I'm thinking. I agree. Lose to Houston at home, but they play him tight. James Harden scores. I'm actually going to see James Harden doesn't score a lot of points because the Knicks finally like key in on him properly and Russell Westbrook will kind of go off a little bit, which will hurt my soul a little bit. Utah, I'm going to say another loss. OKC, I feel like they have to win that game and every game against OKC because they're going to be another like worst team in the league contender. And then I don't think I've given the Knicks a win against Detroit yet, so I'll give them the W there. So that makes them 2-2. I'm going 2-2 for that stretch, and I feel pretty good about it. All right, next stretch, Washington, Atlanta, Miami on the road, 3-game road trip, and then Charlotte at home.
Good God, how many times do I have to play Charlotte?
I know, dude, why are they playing Charlotte so much? Is that 4 times now? They're playing them like a division opponent. It's so weird.
Yes, I'm saying, yeah. The heck? It's a lot of, I don't know. All right. Jeez, these teams are just lame. Let's get through this. 1-3.
All right, deal.
Beat the Heat. Beat the Heat, baby.
Where's just the Heat? You're going to lose to Charlotte again? You're going to have us get embarrassed on our own floor?
Oh, Jesus. No. Crap. All right. Even though this is not my opinion, it's correct, and I knew this ahead of time using formula, I meant to say we beat the Hornets and we lose to the Heat.
So 1-3 still, though.
No, actually, screw it. We beat the Heat. We still beat the Heat. That was correct. We beat the Heat. We beat the Hornets. We'll get more loses later. Don't even worry about it.
More loses.
More loses. look, the wear and tear of this season is really, really getting to me at this point.
It's weighing on you.
Yeah. He's back. He's back to back. So I'm icing my knees here. making a toll.
Okay, I'm going to go loss to Washington, loss to Atlanta, win Miami, win Charlotte. I'm going to go 2-2. I'm thinking 2-2. Strong feeling there. All right. Okay, next stretch. Let's just kill March on this one. We'll just do the rest of the games in March, and then all we have left is April, and we're so close to the finish line here. All right, we got at Boston. And then at home, 3-game homestand, Golden State, and then the Clippers, and then Toronto on a homestand, pretty brutal homestand. And then at New Orleans and at Chicago to end the month.
All right. I say we...
All right, you know, I'll take this one first. I'm just going to hop in.
All right, sounds good.
I'm going to go lose to Boston. Because they'll finally have found some center alternative.
That's what I was thinking. So yep. Just start Marcus Smart instead, honestly. Just anything is better than that defensive liability and offensive black hole.
Of Ennis cancer. Yeah, so they'll go that way, and they'll end up winning. Because they'll have found some other option other than starting Cantor, because can't play Cantor. Golden State, I'm thinking Klay Thompson will be back by then. Because he seems like a fast healer to me, so they're going to lose that game as well. So that's 2 losses. Clippers, I'm calling insta losses both times because the Clippers are going to be like a nut house. I'm going to call a surprise win against Toronto at home because I think Toronto will probably be like a 3 or 4 seed this year. They're not going to be like totally infallible, you know? Like they'll be okay. Yeah. Like they'll be good. They'll be a good playoff team, but. I think the Knicks can beat them this late in the season, just like a trap game. Like they're more or less
they're like a stealth blow it up candidate. I mean, Marcus Gasol's another year older. You know, you got Kyle Lowry another year older. You know, they didn't really replace Kawhi with anyone. Like, all of a sudden, they might be like, man, and then maybe at the deadline, they're just like, all right, let's trade these Kyle to, like, a good team. So,
hey, they replaced Kawhi with, like, unlimited potential filled Stanley Johnson, who will never run out of potential. So, I think, yeah. But, no, I think the Knicks will beat them. I think they'll lose to New Orleans on the road. This will be the one where Zion actually does well. If he hasn't broken down by this point of the season, which has yet to be seen. I guess we'll see. Maybe he'll be like DMP rest by then. I'm going to call that one a 50-50, but I'm going to say a loss because they already beat them the first time. And then Chicago again. I'm just like inclined to always say they're going to lose to Chicago. Also, I feel like now at this point in the season, the Knicks will be like, I don't know what our win totals even look like, but I don't know if they're going to be necessarily in playoff contention at this point. And they probably just be like, yeah, we'll just, we definitely.
Kevin Knox is our starting point guard now.
Yeah. They'll be in like Fizdale throwing everything at the wall phase by this point, like going into that last like 2-3 weeks. So I'm going to say another loss there, a rough 1-5 stretch to end the month of March.
I'm feeling the roughness too, but I'm feeling like, just for no reason, we just beat the Warriors. It was just Curry gets shut down by, I don't know, Alfred Payton. That's stupid. But somehow we beat the Warriors. We didn't beat the Warriors before, did we? In my take, I don't think so.
I might have had them surprise the Warriors.
I think you did. I think I didn't. This time we beat them though in the correct timeline. We beat them, but we lose everything else. We're just it's a mess at this point.
All right. You know what? I'm like ready to end this exercise. So I'm gonna read off the games and then literally just give me the record for the month of April. Cause I get the feeling, I mean, it's probably morbid, but I don't really know that April's gonna matter anyway, because we're gonna be to the point, past the point of no return for this season. Sure. So we got at Memphis, at home versus Minnesota. Wow, we have to wait literally until the last month of the season for the Noah Vonleh return game. That's disappointing.
Yeah, that's sad, but it's good because this will be when Kat is like fully disgruntled, and this will be like when all of a sudden like fans are, you know, the reporters are asking him like, Carl, like, how are you feeling with the Wolves? Like, do you still want to be like a lifelong Wolf? And he's like, I'm currently under contract with the Timberwolves, and like, it's like crap is like people, you know, there's a lot of things going around, and all of a sudden he's playing in New York, and it's all of a sudden like, whoa, are the Knicks going to trade for Carl Anthony Towns in the summer? Does Kat want out, and does he want to play with his former hometown Knicks? And the answer is yes. So it's kind of good. It's at the end of the season.
Actually, you're kind of right. And it's both games. Both Minnesota games are like right at the end of the season here. So that'll be good. That'll be the good tryout for Kat there.
And that'll be a nice like B story to the Noah Vonleh return game. You know?
And then we've got, that's on a 3-game homestand, starting with Minnesota, then Miami, Orlando, and then we got at Oklahoma City, at Toronto, then at home versus Detroit, and end the season with some Kat trade rumors in Minnesota as the Knicks go on the road to visit the Timberwolves. So that is what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games to end the season. What are you feeling? Gut judgment.
Let's just go 3-5. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like, these games are kind of, like, random. Like I don't know. Like, you get this, like, not only will the Knicks, like, not really be caring that much, but, like, the Wolves probably won't be making the playoffs. And, like, you know, one of, like, the Pistons or Heat won't be making the playoffs maybe. And, like, I don't know. This will be the games where, like, Kevin Knox is, like, averaging 22 a game. People are like, oh, he figured it out now. But, yeah, he probably didn't really figure it out, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to go 3-5 as well. The wins I see would be OKC, Toronto, and a split with Minnesota is what I'm thinking. Because I think OKC is just going to be abysmal by that point. Minnesota, they'll take one or two because Minnesota's not going to be that good. And Toronto will be resting some guys that late in the season to get ready for the playoffs. So that's what I'm thinking. Whereas, like, Detroit will be playing for their playoff lives. Orlando will be playing for their playoff lives. Miami presumably will have no shot, but because they always have to try super hard because they're overpaying, like, 15 dudes and taking up their whole salary cap, including Jimmy Butler now. they're also going to be trying their damnedest to make the playoffs right there. So I'm also going to go 3-5 to end the season. All right. Here's where I'm going to insert a sound effect while I calculate these numbers. Please hold. All right. Did my calculations. I think I got these right. I don't know. If I'm being totally transparent, I was kind of afraid that I screwed something up, Budum, and I decided to just add up the win total and then just extrapolate the losses from there. So hopefully I got it right. So your final total, for those keeping track at home, Budum, you have the Knicks finishing 39-43.
That is, I think, astoundingly high. You know, look, again, this is not really, like, my take. It's just what's going to happen. And, you know, me personally hearing that, that's absurd. I would, you know, I would not bet on the Knicks winning that many games anywhere close. You know, again, like I said, they could easily still be, like, one of the worst teams in the league. But, you know, the formula has never lied, I guess, 39-43. I mean, that could even be, like, a playoff team right there. Maybe we should go down the potential playoff list. Line two, I say we beat the Sixers in five. Let's go through the playoffs now, baby.
Beat the Sixers in five, and then what do we do from there? Beat the Bucks in the next round, something like that.
Yeah, we just win it all because again, this is RJ Barrett we're talking about.
You give
RJ. RJ Barrett with Kevin Knox and Mitchell Robinson, that's an easy finals victory. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You know, we already did the important regular season stuff. We don't need to go through the playoffs. Just know the RJ Barrett is finals MVP. You know?
I agree. All right. Well, I agree with your statistical model. However, my hacky, crappy analysis has left us. Has left us at 31-51. That's my final total.
That's vastly more accurate. That's much more likely. That's like kind of optimistic. I mean, realize they won 18 or 17? I've said 17. All the time. 17.
That'd be a 14.
So 31 is a huge improvement. That's a very that's what it probably actually is. I kind of as we went on, I kind of just guessing games randomly instead of actually thinking about it. I think 31 is I think you might be correct, unless I'm correct, and then I'm going to boast about that. But yeah.
Word. All right. Well, Budum, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for giving me so much time here. This really turned into quite the endeavor, so I appreciate you taking the time out of your night to chill with me and make some funny jokes about, you know, stupid basketball, because ultimately this is just a game, and it's fun to joke about, especially when we're talking about the Knicks.
No, it's very serious, actually.
It is very serious. Very serious statistical analysis and all that, but very fun times between two Alexes on a Wednesday night. So I appreciate that very much, and thank you for coming on, sir. Do you want to self-promote yourself in any way? What would you like to pump up about yourself right now?
The only thing I'd say is, you know, I think it was already said, follow me on Twitter at TheRealBudum. That's D-A, real Budum. Not to be confused with the fake Budum or the, so that. And then I'd say also follow me, subscribe to me on YouTube, Budum Budum. And I think I may be starting a podcast of my own with my friend eventually. So be on the lookout for that. I'd be posting that on my Twitter and YouTube. So if you like this, then... yeah, there may be more Budum podcast content out there, baby.
All right. I would definitely suggest following Budum on Twitter as well. He's a very funny Twitter follow and a very cool dude. So thank you, Budum, for coming on. To the rest of y'all, we will talk to you soon. I think this is it for this week. You know, this two-part show, but we have another great show coming up next week where I'm going to have another cool guest, so I won't spoil it. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, yeah, be good, guys, and talk to you soon. Peace.